on the road. It's Friday, March 4th, and whenever we say Friday on Freedom Frenzy, it means it's Frenzied Friday. And you know, I don't know if we scare you guys or what, but a lot of you don't want to go to the telephone. Punch 1-800-313-9443. Come on the air and tell us what's on your mind. And we really, really expect that of you on Frenzied Friday.
So as a matter of fact, I have hot air to hog the sound waves today, Terry.
You do. So we just don't want anybody to call? Is that what we're going to do? A non-Frenzied Friday?
We do want phone calls. Absolutely. But if everybody's bashful, we do have lots of things to talk about, mainly from my part, mainly about this perpetual state of war we're in.
I just got done putting the finishing touches on an editorial that I want to bring to the folks today, too, dear. And as I wrote you, I mentioned our good friend Bobby Franklin in it.
All right. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know if Bobby's going to like it quite as much as he might imagine.
Are you going to be rough on Bobby?
No, it's Bob. I'm going to kind of glance off Bobby as I go by. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. I've given him the raspberries worse than anybody. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
I was going to ask you about that during the program today. So could you kind of give us a hint as to what raspberries might entail?
Well, sometimes they don't entail all the joy of, say, raspberry jam. They're probably a little on the thorny side. But, you know.
Like a green persimmon, then.
Yeah, I'm one of those strange types because I dish it out, but I also really enjoy when somebody gives it to me just so that they're right on target. And the other day, Jonathan, John, and I were all in the kitchen. I guess it was Saturday morning, and we're want to spend quite a bit of time in the kitchen together, just chatting and having our tea and coffee and blah, blah, blah. And Jonathan gave me a zinger. I don't even remember what it was. And John goes, woo. And I got this huge grin on my face and threw my arms around Jonathan and said, I love you. And he goes, Mom, you got to be the only woman on planet Earth that it gives you warm fuzzies when somebody really lets you have it.
Well, that tells me something, dear. I think I'm going to change my whole radio persona just to kind of move into that different mindset that you seem to like so much. Nah, that's not Jerry. I'm not gonna do it. Don't worry. I've got a bunch of news items today, too. So if you folks out there still want to be in the bashful mode, like Jenny said, we're going to bludgeon you to death with information going forward for the next 2 hours. So if you want to put a cork in our faces, you would call 1-800-313-9443 and at least pretend it's Frenzied Friday, okay? Will you do that for us? Please? Please? What is that? What did we say as kids? Something and something with a cherry on top?
With sugar on top, or pretty please with whipped cream and a cherry on top?
Okay. Yeah, that'll do. All of that. One of those. Some of those. You know, we could treat it like a smorgasbord if you wanted to. Just come on board and give us a call. All right. Hey.
Harry.
Yes, dear.
With the last 30 seconds before our first break, what's on the agenda for the DeMars family this weekend?
Well, we're going to I went to a range meeting last night. I belong to a range that primary function is to draw kids into the enjoyment of owning and using firearms.
Yeah.
And they've got a little fundraiser going tomorrow that we've got to show up early in the morning to help with. And then there's a couple of different shoots coming up that they need me to help come out and help with. And the organization thing behind that is going to be kind of cool. All right, we're going to cut away to our first break, and I guess somebody heard us because we've got callers in the queue already. We'll get this cranked up here in just a minute. I'm going to go grab something warm to drink. Hope you do, too. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Comrades, we're going to kick this off with John in Indiana. What you got for us today, sir? Freedom Frenzy to John. Freedom Frenzy to John.
Yes, come are in, you John. There? Are you there? Are you there?
No, we're here. We're here.
Good yes. morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Excellent. Well, yeah, I heard your little your call out, so I felt obligated to call in. And I got something on my mind this morning, and I don't know how you guys will sit on this one, but maybe you have some scholarly advice to share with the world, or maybe my particular situation.
Wow.
By all
yeah. So here's my thing for the week. I do a radio show over here in the Indiana area, Chicago, you know, Northwest Indiana. And every time we get to the heart of a matter, what we feel is the heart of a matter, which, in our opinion, you know, we're strict constitutionalists, and we like to point out the Israel lobby and, you know, the joining and the manipulation going on here. Every time we allude to things, we did a show on Rahm Emanuel a few weeks ago, we get our wonderful committee, our steering committee, comes down with anti-Semitic responses to us, saying that we're going down a dark tunnel. But we don't even use any words that could be even construed that way. We just name names and point out facts. And the opportunity to vote those people out of that steering committee doesn't happen but once every 3 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it seems like...
the actual verbiage, John. I'm not sure how we could respond. And it seems as though you've got multiple goals in mind. Because back when you first started telling us that you were a strict constitutionalist, I thought that's mm-hmm. where we were going to go. And then you've gone off on a in another direction. And well, like I said, not knowing specifically what you're talking about, it's very difficult for us to even offer any advice.
Hmm. Well, I guess I could, the preface of that was simply that, you know, we try to follow an outline of always offering solutions to problems based off of what the Constitution has to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we always pose ourselves with, we're pointing out the things that we see that are going on that appear to be in a conflict to, you know, a republic.
So if you just approached it in a personality, here's a personality. You wouldn't even necessarily have to name names until you got all the way to the end, John. But you say, here, we've got this personality, and he's doing this, which is in violation of the Constitution, or at least in controversy with the Constitution, and he's doing this, and that. Now, and build a model. And then at the end, say, if you haven't figured out who we're talking about, and see, wouldn't even be derogatory. You just pay basically doing what you think you're doing, what you thought you were doing originally. You're pointing, here's the problem, and why it's a problem, because you're covering that in the bargain. And at the end, you say, now, the person that we've got in mind, the person that we've been talking about, is your very own blah.
Gotcha.
And so, I think that might avoid some of that. You know, anti-Semitic drivel that you're experiencing, because you know that's a canard. It really is.
Yeah, it just seems like canard. And I appreciate that. That's true. You know, that's a good way to approach it. But we've even gone so far as to, you know, be vague in who we're speaking about, like you said. But there's always at the end, anytime, like I said, we get close to the heart of a matter, and we put the piece together and say, you know, this person has done this, and this. The minute Israel is attached to it, we say, you know, he's associated with them, or this person is associated with them in that way, dual citizenship, or, you know, lobbyist, whatever. The minute the word comes up, there's enough people on the steering committee that I believe are of that background that they throw up the flag. It's almost as though they're not even willing to take in information that mm-hmm. contradicts their paradigm.
Well, one of the things that Jenny and I were talking about during that break just now, Jenny and I actually used to be strict constitutionalists, didn't we, dear?
Huh? You caught me on a swig of water. Yeah.
Okay. We used to be strict constitutionalists, and to be honest with you, it's been soul wrenching to step away from that label. Okay.
Sure.
But as our exposure to some of the ideas of our guests and other things comes our way, we begin to recognize, and have begun to recognize for some time now, that the Constitution by itself is somewhat problematic. But even with that, John, if we, and this is what I had said to Jenny, even taking into consideration our problems with the United States Constitution, we would still like to see at least an effort to return to some semblance of constitutional governance in our country, and maybe then address some of the things that we don't like. But we've got a long road to hoe to even get back to a semblance of constitutional government in our country. The thing that I think we need to be preaching to the ne'er-do-wells out there that think they've got a handle on what it means to be constitutionalist, to tell them plainly, nose to nose if necessary.
Yeah.
And to put it into the form of a question, how are we ever going to get back to constitutional government if the people of the country don't understand what the hell it means and won't support those individuals that come forth and really give lip service, and you can tell in the words and how they deliver it that they really want to deliver the country back into the realm of constitutional government, like Ron Paul, for instance. And you know, the number of people out there that really want to take the country back to constitutional government, you can count them on one hand.
Yeah. You mean the ones that are in public office?
Or striving for public office, because there are some personalities out there that we could probably pick up the left hand and start ticking fingers on that one.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I agree with you guys, and I appreciate that information, and it's valid and definitely usable to just be more defined and eloquent in the way that maybe my co-host and I approach these things on the air. But, you know, like, it just seems like every forum that the people have, you know, to voice their information and to try to educate others, even at the local level, I guess is what I'm saying, it seems like it's squelched, whether that's because individuals, like you said, you know, don't even know how to approach things,
mm-hmm.
because the ne'er-do-wells think they have a handle on things, they don't understand what it would take to even get close to restoring it, like you're saying. But I think, you know, even on this local level here, this is a radio station that it just broadcasts within a city, you know, and its mission statement is very open on what it's supposed to do. But anytime, you know, that freedom of speech really gets used, you know, it seems like there's a handful of people. And like I said, going down that direction, but they're of a particular background to where anything becomes, you know, like you said, that anti-Semitic dribble. You can't even say, well, this person holds dual citizenship. That might be a conflict of interest. This person, you know, instead of joining our military, which I'm not about,
I think you could successfully challenge what country's interests they put foremost. Because you can't have it both ways. You either look at America's interests and put it out front and deal with issues with that viewpoint, or you put some other entities, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Israel, although I know that's exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. or you put theirs out in front, and then everything else that America has to deal with, it suffers as a result of that misassigned priority.
Yeah, the conflict of interest.
But I think if you couch it in slightly different terms, and you know, you could say he's a great guy, but you know, he's selling us down the road because of that misassigned priority.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we try to do. And like I said, we always offer solutions on the local level as to how to you know, work, start with your neighbor, and then build out into your community. You know, we've done shows on, you know, in the vein of Sheriff Mac and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well taken in, but, you know, if it's something that they have to apply their ideologies or their, dare I say, religious, you know, take on things, it's near impossible to have an open mind because everything sounds like an attack, even if you're just sharing genuine information. The people clam up and they run to their go-to defense mechanism, which seems near impossible to break through these days because it's been so ingrained and brainwashed into the general public that you just don't speak this way.
Well, I don't know that that's impossible. Some people will tell you that I'm intractable. And I used to hold very, very similar. No, he's not. No, he's not. he's.
You're not intractable. I found you to be. You really. But here's the thing with Jerry. Give him whatever the bit is you want him to think about, and he is going to ruminate on it for a long time, and then he will eventually discard it entirely and be dead set against it. Or he will work it into his current paradigm in a logical, consistent fashion.
Well, thank you for that, dear. And as to underscore what she just said, and my head's swelling, I will tell you, John, that these very people that you're talking about, those that would call themselves Protestants in particular, I used to hold those very same views, the ones that you're railing against right now. But as my exposure to information and friends that I came in contact with said, hey, read this, check this out, as they put that in front of me, I did exactly what Jenny said. It took me a while, but I began to gravitate to the other end of the spectrum because it made entirely more sense. Hang on, we're going to go away to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Frenzy Pride. And if you want to take part, you'll need to go to your phone and punch out 1-800-313-9443, just like John has done. John, have we been of any help?
You have been of a good chunk of help. It's a nice reminder as to how to approach things in a manner that's hopefully going to get the point across and not bring forth that dribble, as you put it.
Okay. Anything else we can do for you?
Well, let's just hope World War III doesn't start this month, and other than that, it'll be a good month.
World War III. Where do you see it breaking out? Do you think it's going to be in the Middle East?
What I see happening, in all honesty, if I were a gambler, I would see the continued issues going on over there in the same manner with the illusion of the people, getting their way, and then some military dictator getting put in place through a democratic election that chances are the U.S. or some other country has put a lot of money towards to have their way with. But I think China is going to definitely throw down the gauntlet here and create some turmoil, not from a military standpoint, but I think they're going to probably cash in, so to speak, since they already have our resources, and Hillary did such a wonderful job giving those away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see happening, is China finally just buying things up and putting a nice amount of pressure on the rest of the world to where they have near full dominion over what's going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see coming is a peaceful shift with China's massive amount of influence kind of dictating the future for a while.
I think you're right. And, you know, a lot of people forget because it doesn't get any news mention hardly at all. But at last count, the People's Republic of China had three divisions of its military in the country of Sudan, ostensibly mm-hmm. to protect their oil interests there, because there's a lot of oil in Sudan. And like I said, at last count, that number may have gone up somewhat, or it may have gone down. I suspect the former, though.
I agree.
That pre-positioning there in the country of Sudan, it's kind of a very, very opportune position to be for China. And with them talking, what they're talking along with the former Soviet Union, the Russians now,
yep.
About their interests in Libya and wanting to see them protected, there is a fruit basket turnover that's actually developing there in Africa and in the Middle East. I'm not sure how it's going to all play out, but, you know, we're guaranteed to endure that ancient Chinese curse. May you have an interesting life going forward.
Indeed.
Well, thank you for calling today, John. We appreciate
your
contribution. And please feel free to call again.
All right, you guys keep fighting the good fight.
We're trying, sir.
Thanks. Okay, now our next caller is Paul in New Jersey, whom I know is going to want to talk about eugenics and so on and so forth. And Paul, just to maximize time here, what I would recommend to you is set forth your premise and not question us for affirmation or agreement, because, I mean, clearly I don't agree, but set forth your basic premise and then your supporting arguments and evidence and any sort of websites you might want to throw out, because I'm, of course, happy to, and as we all know, Jerry is, to look into what you're saying. So go ahead.
First, I'd like to start by letting your listeners know that I recently donated $100 to RBN, and I received a wonderful personalized note from John Stadmuller.
Oh, great.
So if I really am detestable to some of your listeners, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Let's see if you can outfund RBN and teach me a lesson. Now, as is, I believe...
That's pretty devious, isn't it, Paul?
Well, I did this about 3 weeks ago, so...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so it wasn't so pre-planned.
You can keep going.
Anyway, as is, I believe eugenics is good science and ethical, despite many of the simplistic character assassination attempts by the anti-eugenicists, and I'm not inferring that that's you, it's more others I've heard. The fact is that promoting people with good IQs and who are healthy to have more children, while urging others with hereditary diseases that can be inherited, is compassionate and good medical sense. Anti-eugenicists might like to pose as moral, but I think forcing a woman to bear a child with hydrocephalus, congenital ichthyosis, or anencephaly, instead of aborting those unviable children and moving on to have a healthy child, is humane. And I do invite...
Let me just clarify one thing. So when you say forcing a woman to have a child in that context, you're not saying strapping her down and raping her. You're saying not murdering the unborn child. That would be forcing her to have the child.
Well, that's what the anti-abortionist laws would result in. If abortion is illegal...
Because the woman already has a child. I mean, she's already pregnant. So the baby.
I understand. However, if the child is unviable and is going to die outside the womb, you're basically forcing this woman to watch the child die a slow death. And I find that as being immoral. But we'll continue after the break.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Hang on, Paul. This is Frenzied Friday. You guys get to call in and talk about whatever you want. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Paul in New Jersey about good eugenics. Is there such a thing?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Caller on the line, Paul in New Jersey. And Paul has presented this idea that there can be an ethical and good eugenics. And Paul, I need you to clarify some terminology here that you're using, because you had referenced forcing women to give birth. They're already pregnant. But forcing them to give birth, in your mind, means not allowing a doctor to prenatally murder a human being. And you said compassion needs to weigh in on which lives you terminate. And you had referenced a legal position of compassion, where in your mind, the law needs to demonstrate compassion. And I'm a little curious about that, because law cannot show compassion. Law can only show justice. And anytime you demonstrate compassion for one of the parties under a court of law, you immediately show injustice to the other party, which is why justice is shown blindfolded with scales in her hand. So I'm a little curious how you get that.
Well, I'm just saying that eugenics advocates are always painted as murderers. And the reality is, I would argue that that what eugenics is really trying to do is that they believe that we're looking out for the health of the children to be born. We want that every child that is born has a life with quality, a life with and being born healthy. And I don't see how you can demonize that and or call that something that's wrong.
Whoa. So we're solving what we presume to be a death sentence with a death sentence? Is that what we're doing here, Paul?
Well, this is what I'm trying to say about the unrealistic view of life of the anti-eugenicists. I invite you all to go to YouTube and look at some of the children born with either hydrocephaly, congenital ichthyosis, or anencephaly. These are children who are born basically with a death sentence. The physicians know this. Also with Tay-Sachs, too. These children are born and that they are doomed. And they are going to, they're not going to live long outside of the womb.
Hang on just a second. So, there is a really interesting quote, and I'll find it probably in the next break in one of my books, but it's taking isolated incidences and applying them to legislative agendas that are now affecting the whole group of people. If you want to talk about good eugenics in the way that you're using the terms, which is a huge contrast between forced abortions, which is eventually where you're going.
I know I'm not. That's what you're saying. I'm not advocating for forced abortions.
But there are civilizations, the civilizations that have been affected by Western foods have so radically deteriorated in health that everybody's very unhealthy. Fertility is down. Healthy children way down because of our Western lifestyle and our Western diets. But a lot of indigenous groups all over the world, and Weston Price's book is a very good example of this, their fertility rates and the health of those tribes and those groups of people is amazing. No incidence of cancer, not even dental cavities or any problems there. And before a couple... some of these African tribes that were very isolated before, when a couple married, for the 2 years before they were going to have children, they would have a certain diet, both the father and the mother, in order to get their bodies in the perfect shape for producing very healthy offspring.
And then, like eugenics.
If the woman got pregnant more than every 3 years following that first baby, the tribe kind of looked down on that as irresponsible because y'all should have waited for her body to recover. That is not eugenics. That's called wisdom and good nutrition.
I call that, well, no, but it's the belief in trying to give birth to healthy children, and that is eugenics, good genetics.
That's good stewardship.
Now, listen.
But it's not the application of contrived selection, Paul.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is a very...
It's just maximizing the circumstances into which giving the child the best possible chance to be as healthy as it possibly can be, and not arbitrarily saying, you know, that child's only going to be a 8.5 out of 10. We probably ought to go ahead and end its life now because its existence will be entirely miserable.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, doctors now can practice preventive medicine through genetic screening. And so often through amniocentesis and other tests in the womb and with ultrasound, they can spot children with congenital ichthyosis, for example.
They can also cause prenatal screening and amniocentesis causes severe birth defects in many cases. And
maybe, but sometimes not.
Tests are not accurate, right. because many times women will get a positive Down syndrome test, and then the few women who actually carry their babies to term and then discover, look, the baby's not Down syndrome. 93% of Down syndrome babies are now murdered in the womb in America. However, I would have to ask you, who has the authority over life and death?
I think it should be obviously the parents and their physicians, and not have a religious group with a religious ideals impose their will on the freedom of individuals.
Doing. When does that power over life and death begin and end?
Because I
want to take off my kid, take him out, you know, at say 16. Okay, you're really annoying. It's time to terminate you. I'm going to take you down to the local abortionist. The power of life and death should be in the hands of the doctor and the parents. Did I hear you right?
Yes, because I'll tell you why. Because first of all, I don't love somebody else's child more than the mother does. And I'm not going to really sit there and say, I love that child more than those parents do. And I'm not going to interfere. And also, one thing I also know, I don't want to do the social work for other people's children. I really don't. Now, you, Jenny, the reality is, you like to do a talk show, and I don't see you volunteering for working with the retarded or doing any social work.
They're hard.
So one thing I do by this,
retarded people are really hard to find. 93% of them are killed. I actually do quite a bit of social work, but that doesn't make me better than you.
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm honest.
The power of life and death is only in the hands of God. No one else has the power.
So you say, but until God comes down from the sky, we have to do without him here on earth. And that's the way I see it.
So theologically, we're just in a different position. I would
absolutely. I don't think I
would ask you to go to globalresearch.ca. This is a fantastic website. I really like one of the researchers whose name is Andrew Gavin Marshall. He did a three-part series in 2010. Part one was called The Global Political Awakening and the New World Order. Part two was called The Revolution and Repression in America. And part three, which is the article I want you to read, is New Eugenics and the Rise of the Global Scientific Dictatorship, The Technological Revolution and the Future of Freedom. It's part three. The other thing I think that it would behoove you to see, because this is an immense amount of power, you want to give parents and doctors the power of life or death. So the law is irrelevant. There is no justice in your scheme. The power of life and death is in the hands of parents and doctors. This is very serious. So I want you to see what this spawns. Human medical experimentation in the United States from 1833 to 2005. There's a whole historical record. All the data is there. It's on naturalnews.com. You simply go to that website.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
So basically, Paul, what we have is this. You believe that law should show compassion. I believe that law can only show justice. You believe that the power of life and death over an individual should be in the hands of the parents and the doctor at any point in time, really.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did, because you said, I asked about what if one of my kids who's really annoying and older, like say 16, should I be able to say, you know what, I've had enough of you, I'm going to take you down to the local abortion, or he's in a car wreck, he's, you know, not all there, kind of annoying, you know, I should be able to terminate him. You told me.
Then I misspoke and didn't quite understand your question, but the reality is, and this is what I find disingenuous about the anti-eugenicists, is very few of them do any real volunteering work. They want children to be born, and they want to interfere. Listen, you talk about justice. You want to interfere with somebody's private, like you want to actually say to a woman who has a child with ichthyosis, to say, no, you can't abort that. You have to have it, and you have to take care of it till it dies for several years, and that's what you have to do for the next few years. And you call that freedom, or you call that justice, and I don't believe that. And that's my point. It's not a clear delineation.
Is cruel. So actually, the compassion of the church and the compassion of Christians who value human life would be to come around that woman, to pray over her, to pray over the baby, to bring meals to the family, to celebrate the life of the baby and the way that the Lord uses that child's life and the lives of the doctors. The possibility of a miraculous intervention if the Lord chooses. So, of course, in your world, which is without God, there is only despair.
I am an agnostic.
And if
yes.
your world is only despair, of course it's a cruel world. But my world has a loving Heavenly Father. And so the way that we do act, and you're making a very harsh, sweeping generalization to say anti-eugenicists don't do public works and they don't reach out to the poor and they don't reach out to the insane and the all this, that, and the other thing. That isn't true.
Even if it were, dear, is it a viable corollary that we need to take into consideration in this discussion?
Yeah, it's not a viable corollary.
I think it's tangential, actually. And not really.
I just don't want to paint myself into a corner as being a hypocrite. I said, I don't want to do the social work. That's part of what this is all about, the social work. And because of social programs, we lose our collective freedom.
Okay.
We lose our collective freedom by having to subsidize the handicapped, the retarded, and everything
freedom
else.
Freedom isn't collective,
really
it's individual. Now, wait a minute.
You've opened up a brand new can of worms and set it on the table, Paul.
Yes.
If we had legitimate government here in this country, the mechanism that you just described would not exist.
I agree with that.
It couldn't exist.
Yeah.
So that's a specious argument, and I don't think it even exists on the table. So let's pull that can back off.
Okay, now one last argument before I go, okay, because I don't want to take up your whole show. But recently I heard about a lesbian couple that was deaf, that when searching for a sperm donor, they wanted a deaf donor so they could have a deaf child. Now, aside from the homosexual aspect of that, do you think it's ethical to condemn a child to a life without sound because some demented parents that obviously reject eugenics want to have a child they can relate to?
Well, I think it's unethical for doctors to peddle inhuman inventory. So there, it's unethical. No doctor has the power over life and death. So to set up a lab where you take sperm and you take eggs and you get them together and you have an embryo in a petri dish, that is unethical because the life, liberty, and liberty of that individual human, that embryo, has been suspended. And you don't have, and no individual has that kind of authority over human life. So,
don't they have the freedom to meet with the doctors and arrange that? I mean, at one moment, Jenny, you advocate for freedom and absolute freedom. And now the next minute you're saying,
wait a second, Paul. No one has the freedom to suspend individual life and liberty. Think back to Cain and Abel. When Cain murdered Abel, there was no civil magistrate that Cain went in front of. It was the authority and the lawful responsibility to terminate the life of Cain because he had taken the life of Abel, and every man on earth knew that, and God marked Cain to keep him from being properly. God can show compassion, and he marked Cain to keep his life from being terminated. So to you, in your mind, you might think that a civil government must exist in order for life and liberty and the sanctity of life and liberty to be maintained. No man, I don't care under what matrix he lives, has the authority to terminate or stand in absolute power of life and liberty of a human being, whether it's in a petri dish, an embryo, or anything else.
Well, don't forget, though, the soul was blown into a man through the breath of God. In Genesis, it says this. And so, historically, a child that is inside
the womb, it says Adam,
has not breathed air, so there's no spirit. In the spirit, and notice the word spirit is related to respiration, so it has to do with breath. And so since a child in the womb has not breathed,
I don't know what proof you have for that, because the word spirit, or the Greek, the Koine Greek is psuche, and a respiration isn't a part of that. I've studied the root.
Well, according to other interpretations, that the spirit is breathed in, and so a child who can in a womb cannot breathe, and so the soul does not enter, among many beliefs, until the breath is in
the
lung.
In the womb, I knew you.
Before.
I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That argument is totally irrelevant. Let's move on to another one.
I'm just saying that oddly, the interpretation of when the soul is in the womb has changed among Christians. In the 1700s, they used to believe that the soul entered with the breath. And only now, because of modern science,
and the Jewish persuasion had a very complicated view of the spirit and yada, yada, yada. But we're talking about a different thing. We're not talking about your argument was about who has the authority of life and death. And I'm telling you, because you asked me, what would I think if this sperm donor, they were looking for a deaf sperm donor because they're deaf and they want a deaf kid.
Right.
I have a problem, and I believe it is unlawful. It is in contradiction to natural law and the sanctity of human life and liberty to have a doctor that peddles inhumanity and takes in sperm and cleans it and purifies it and put in a petri dish with eggs and then peddles that. That whole business is of the devil, and it is evil. So I can't enter into that matrix to make a qualifying statement about what sperm and egg should be matched up.
So IVF, in your mind, should be illegal?
Absolutely.
And okay, so one minute, and that's what I'm saying about you, is the inconsistent
in suspending individual life and liberty and terminating individual life and liberty and putting embryos in a freezer, that absolutely should be treated as a murderous act, and those people should stand on trial for their crime.
Okay, so you want those doctors arrested?
Those are not doctors. Doctors understand and submit to a higher authority and the sanctity of human life. Those are peddlers in human inventory. They are wicked, and they should be put on trial. Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
So fertility clinics should be shut down, according to
you. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to get that out there.
Oh, yeah, and also birth control pills that are abortifacient. Birth control pills are abortifacient. They actually, they all are now. And over 80% of women continue to ovulate while taking birth control pills. And so, and they're told by their doctors that the pills are not abortifacient because the American Medical Association changed the definition of pregnancy. Pregnancy is no longer when an egg and sperm meet and you have an embryo. Pregnancy has been redefined as when an embryo implants in the uterus. Birth control pills inhibit the proper development of the lining of the uterus such that embryos cannot implant and embryos are flushed down. So the church is actually engaged in medical abortions, millions of them every year, in their own ignorance because they don't understand the abortifacient nature of birth control pills. And those, the things that turn, that murder human life should have no place in a free society because a free society upholds individual life and liberty. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Friday. Paul in New Jersey, we have been chit-chatting with you for about 25 minutes, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you for calling. You have given us all mental chew toys to consider, and I appreciate that, sir. You have a good day. Bill in Idaho, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for your podcast. Listen, I couldn't help not call. I was listening to John and his angst dealing with, you know, people that like to interrupt and cause problems on the air. Give them a moment of encouragement. You know, if you're not over the target, obviously you're not going to be taking any flack. And by way of classic example, I'm sure, you know, you folks have your fair share there. But it seems to me that if you're really hitting the issues, it's going to happen. That comes down to a little bit of discretion and screening as well. A practical example, you know, Rick Adams, later on in the day, he gets his fair share. Road Warrior Radio seems to be getting more than his fair share recently, and quite threatening as well. He's been actually threatened on the air. So maybe I didn't get the idea one way or the other whether he was strictly broadcasting or whether he was a rebroadcaster. Maybe he could put some
You talking about
the...
John in Indiana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said he did a radio show with another individual in, I guess, the Gary, Indiana area, the geographic area that he described. I guess it was Gary.
Well, considering that he's trying to make an effort and he's got his own radio station and that, maybe he'd have the opportunity to listen in and see what real opposition is. Considering that he's handling the show in a, you know, discreet professional fashion and not ranting and raving and, you know, getting as bad as some of us would in our frustration with dealing with these Zionazi war criminals that seem to pervade every part of our society, maybe he would be able to rebroadcast a Road Warrior or Rick Adams and let the audience hear from some other broadcasters so that maybe he doesn't sound so bad and so harsh to them.
Hey, Bill, that's probably a good thought. That was one of the things that Jenny and I were very, very excited about, knowing that Republic Broadcasting was getting some penetration into AM and FM broadcast radio across the country. And we recognize that the problem in America is, for too long now, the truth and right thinking, quite frankly, has been suborned and suppressed in America. And because of the deteriorating educational system, people haven't learned anymore. And from, I'm going to say, approximately 1970, they ceased and desisted teaching people how to develop cognitive thinking skills. And as a result, we're faced with a group of Americans that really don't know how to look at the information that's put in front of them and discern, and see, there's the operative word, discern the meat from the garbage and use it. And their minds are wide open to anyone that sounds like they know what's going on, and they justify taking that information and making it their own because they're coming out of that oracle sitting in the corner of their living room. So that must make them godlike, or, and if not godlike, sage-like in capacity. And so I've got to take that information and make it mine, because I've seen time after time after time, when you involve people in a discussion, when they run out of the sound bites that you know they've gotten off TV, they're lost. The conversation might as well cease because they have nothing further to say. We're going to cut away to a break. We'll be right back.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar.